I will just say, today actually feels like a Friday in August. It is a pretty slow news day, so you will be done with me in just a minute or two. This is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. It is Friday. It is August 7th. Hope everybody's doing well and looking forward to a summer weekend in August. Let's start with the NFL, where ESPN reported last night that the NFL is considering the use of virtual fans in stadium as a viable option for game day. This comes, of course, as it's uncertain how many fans will be permitted and how many stadiums across the league. While some teams have already said they will not have fans, others are hoping for anywhere between 20 to 40% of capacity, depending on where they are. But ESPN reports that the NFL is prepared with potentially sizable virtual backdrops inside facilities that can show virtual fans. Also, enhanced virtual advertising is an option to cover and fill the vacant seats. So we've seen what the NBA's done. We've seen what baseball and the NHL have done, as well as MLS. Now the NFL is looking at its virtual options. Staying with the NFL, the Packers acknowledged yesterday they will not have fans present for the team's first two home game, so that likely takes them through September. Speaking of the Packers, President and CEO Mark Murphy told our own Ben Fisher last night that there was more player opt-outs than he would have thought. Remember, NFL players had the option to opt out of the season. The deadline was yesterday at 4 o'clock. A total of 66 NFL players opted out of the season. That did exceed most insiders' expectations. Of course, some teams were hit harder than others. The New England Patriots lost 8 players, including 3 starters, to opt-outs. The Browns lost 5. 8 teams lost 3 each. Again, a total of 66 NFL players opting out works out to about 2 per team. In case you missed it, that news last night was in our SBJ Unpacks newsletter. You can subscribe to our Unpacks newsletter for free in our show notes. Check it out every night around 6, 7 o'clock. Has some great stuff in it. Let's shift to the PGA Tour, where Golf Week reported yesterday that the PGA Tour has confirmed a number of job cuts to staff personnel, though the actual number was not revealed, or the names, of course. We'll be keeping an eye on that story. Shifting to the PGA of America, their championship got underway yesterday in San Francisco. Fun to have golf back, fun to have a major back. And if you're ESPN today, you're feeling pretty good. Because remember, ESPN Plus was part of the company's new 11-year media rights deal with the PGA of America. Yesterday was the debut of the early round, early coverage on ESPN Plus. And if you read our Unpacks newsletter last night, you would have seen overwhelming enthusiasm and praise for the coverage of the PGA Championship during the first round. ESPN's coverage on ESPN Plus getting noticed and getting very, very positive reviews. I'm going to end with a couple of things. Last night in his SBJ College newsletter, Michael Smith had a very interesting item about two athletic directors, Charlotte Athletic Director Mike Hill and Appalachian State's Athletic Director Doug Gillen, were on a conference call yesterday, and they acknowledged that the NCAA has ceded so much control to the Power Five conferences that the leadership in college athletics has become fractured and almost ineffective. Both of them predicted that the structure of college athletics is about to undergo some serious alterations in the coming years, and they both acknowledge that the Power Five conferences continue to grab more authority, more influence, and that will likely come at the expense of the NCAA. And we've been seeing this theme over the last 2 to 3 weeks particularly, and it's a theme we're going to continue to watch, and you should continue to watch as well. And finally, I'll just end with this, another indication of just how different this year is. Major League Baseball unveiled a lot of scheduling updates to its 2020 season last night, and they included 14 7-inning doubleheaders to be played hopefully before the end of this season. Yes, 14 7-inning doubleheaders, not the traditional 9 innings. Just goes to show the flexibility and versatility all these leagues are trying just to get their seasons done. And let's hope they can get them completed. And let's hope everybody stays safe, stay well. I told you, today was a pretty light day. Hopefully we can glide into the weekend healthy and safe. That's your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, August 7th. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.